Leave him alone!
Arnie, don't talk to him!
I said leave him alone! He's just a little boy, you coward!
No, Arnie, don't talk to him!
Welcome back to the Hatton Pit Horrors Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Elion.
And today we're reviewing The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, released in 2021, directed by Michael Chavez, and story by James Wan and Desley Leslie Johnson McGoldrick. Elion, can you give the people the plot summary?
Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one of the most sensational cases of their careers after a cop stumbles upon a dazed and bloodied young man walking down the road. Accused of murder, the suspect claims demonic possession as his defense, forcing the Warrens into a supernatural inquiry unlike anything they've never seen before.
Promotion for this movie, I was hyped because at that point I'd only seen the Conjuring movies. I hadn't seen all the spinoffs. So I was like, yes, it's more Ed and Lorraine. And I was mad I had to watch that fucking Annabelle movie because I don't like dolls. It was like, finally, Conjuring movie. I'm so excited. And then Go ahead.
No. What's funny to me is like, I actually didn't even hear about this film until I saw it on like a streaming platform, to be honest.
It was one of those movies that went to HBO Max. It was part of that like, theaters and same.
Oh, it didn't go into theaters?
It went to both.
Oh.
It did both. It was one of those movies that did both.
Okay. Yeah, because like, I was like, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, and because like I knew the actual case and I watched the documentaries and shit, I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. And then I watched the movie and I was like, I remember liking this movie when I watched it the first time, but then rewatching it now, I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is not good at all. Like, something was missing. And I think because I knew the actual case and I saw the actual documentary, like, certain shit just wasn't adding up for me. But it just, I don't know. But what about you, Tuan? What are your thoughts on this movie?
I think the main thing with this movie for me was it had, like, you know, some good, you know, scare sequences, but the movie, everything outside of that for movie was a bit boring for me. I think this is definitely the weakest entry of the mainline Conjuring movies so far. And I feel like it. I liked Ed and Lorraine in this movie, like. And that's mainly because of Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. Like, you just can't not like them. Like, they're good, like, actors, and they're good in these roles. But it felt kind of disconnected from the actual, like, case, I guess you could say. Like, I didn't really feel much of anything for Arnie. Like, especially, because I didn't know about this case as much, but before the movie came out, I kind of looked into it, and, you know, all the stories for these movies are based off past cases that they had. So I, like, looked into it a bit and saw what was the outcome and what this movie was going to tackle with it. And when it first got announced, I thought it was going to be, like, a more, like, a court drama and them trying to, like, prove this in court. Like, I thought it was going to be a little, like, something more like that. But it was more like a detective story almost, with Ed and Lorraine trying to piece together with the whole cult and everything like that. And I don't know, like, it just wasn't really engaging me as much as it was the other ones. And I get how they didn't want to just make it another like haunted house thing, since one and two were both kind of like haunted houses with the families, and they wanted to kind of break away from that a bit. But I feel like either they should have picked a different case from Ed and Lorraine, or went about this one possibly a different way, because it just wasn't keeping me engaged like in most of the parts where I felt the other ones were. And I think that's kind of like the main downfall of this movie, at least for me, is that it just didn't keep me engaged enough to mostly care about what was happening throughout any moment where there wasn't, like, you know, like a good build-up sequence or Ed and Lorraine kind of just doing their thing. And yeah, and I think that's mainly, that's like my main thing with it. I was just trying to like think of a little bit more there, but that's kind of my main thing with it, is where I found this one to just be like a boring entry. And this is, and I was especially kind of excited for this movie because with the timing of it, it was like not one of the first, but it was still like a first couple movies that was being rolled out after the lockdowns. And then I remember going to the movies to see this afterwards, and I was like, oh, that was it? Like, that, you know, really wasn't, you know, really wasn't all that to me. And I feel like mainly it has to do with James Wan not being fully attached as he was as to the first two Conjuring movies.
Yeah, this is the first Conjuring that he didn't direct, right?
Yeah, this is the first one he didn't direct.
And you can feel that difference.
Yeah, you definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you could definitely feel that difference with it. And I feel like having, if he was on, I probably would have felt differently, especially knowing that if I do, like, I do know that if he was on this one, he wanted the third one to be about, like, a werewolf thing that they had. I feel like that would have been kind of cool. But to, you know, tackle this particular case of theirs, it just didn't really, you know, fit, in my opinion. And it just kind of left, it's kind of left a lot to be desired, I guess. And I guess, and also, I guess there's one thing with going on it involving these kind of real people, because I feel if it wasn't in the constraints of it being like based on a true story, they probably could have done a little bit more in regard and leeway with how they would have tried to prove this in court. And maybe that would have been a little better if it just wasn't so tied down to the Ed and Lorraine thing and this being like a real case.
What? Sorry, just this is just off topic. It was like, wasn't there a film where they basically they made this film where they actually spoke about, like, you know,
they did
a similar kind of case. I forgot what it's called.
There's actually a movie that's based off this case, but they changed the names of all the people involved. It came out in the 90s, I believe.
It was like early. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was like in the like early 2000s, like before.
No, it was in the mid 90s.
Okay. For me, honestly, it wasn't a bad movie. I could see that there was a different direction. Like, I know the directors wanted to go a different direction, and especially like with the directing itself, I could tell that, you know, James Wan didn't do anything. Like, it was kind of a little bit more obvious than his style. What I do enjoy about these films, just in general, is, like, I learned that about a new case, like, that many people might not have heard. I will say, like, this is the first time hearing about this case, to be honest. Like, I didn't even know about it. I might have known, a similar story, like, you know, like, they changed the names, but I didn't know exactly this was it. Or, like, they were attached to it. But I will say, I'm going to keep some of my comments to myself, because it's more going to be towards, like, what we talk about in the characters. I wasn't, like you said, I thought it was going to be, like, in a documentary form, the way that it was shown and seen. But I kind of got, for example, I got part where it was, like, I felt like it was going to be a documentary. Second, I felt like it was going to be more of, like, a haunted house. And then at the end, I felt like it was more like an action film. I don't know. That's how I saw it a little bit, because it was a little off. Like, everything was changing little by little, and I was just like, I didn't know how to categorize it. The whole movie was, like, everywhere to me. What I will say is, like, just like Tuan said, I wasn't really engaged in this. I wish they could have picked a better case for it, because I felt as if they did not know what they were trying to do with this film.
Oh, and you can definitely feel that too. And it's just like, not having James Wan back, but then realizing that it's the same guy who directed La Llorona. It just,
I'm like, okay.
I was just like, all the issues I have with that movie in that direction, I'm seeing them here. Like, he just can't give me a quality directed film. And I'm just like, it was just missing.
I will say this is better directed than The Curse of La Llorona, though. That's one thing I will give. This is like going from that movie to this one. If you had just told me off rip that these were the same directors of those two movies, I wouldn't think so, just because I will say this one is better directed and looks better than La Llorona. And I feel like it had better sequences as well, which we'll get to when we discuss some of the scenes and stuff. But I will, that's one thing I will give credit to for the director. It seems this one does seem an improvement than La Llorona was.
I mean, it had to be, because if you ask the studio, that movie is not part of the Conjuring universe. So now he's finally in the Conjuring universe officially. Of course he had to put his best foot forward. It's just, I wanted his best to be better than this was.
Yeah, but, and I think with that, I don't even think it was the, at least for me, it wasn't really even the directing that I had more of an issue with. It was more so the story and the screenplay, which
the script needed to be worked.
Adjusted, which, to be honest.
Which
they needed a script doctor.
Which was crazy to me is the screenplay for this one is from the guy who did The Conjuring 2.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know how he dropped the ball in between that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we don't know how much James Wan has input over the story at this point. Like, mm-hmm. with it not being, like, him being a director. I know we know he's still a producer. And, like, he still has, like, story credits. But that's just because he created the universe. So they have to attach mm-hmm. his name to the story credits. Because they're using the characters and stuff. But we don't know how close it is, so we don't know. Maybe his like input for the other ones had something to do with how those turned out, as opposed to this one. And I guess just leaving this guy, David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick, to his own vices. So no, for real. So like, it's crazy to just see, because you know The Conjuring 2, like, we all like The Conjuring 2, but just going from that and then this now, and it wasn't really like, you know, was just sticking the scene.
Well, guys, what about, well, let's talk about the scenes. Were there any scenes that stood out for you guys, good, bad, or indifferent? For me, I would have to say that opening scene with that little boy being possessed, like that kid actor, like all of that, like that whole entire scene, from the direction, from the acting, that was great opening.
That was great. And I thought, and that's why this movie tricked me, because I thought it was going to keep up like that whole movie.
Like you can't start like that and then not keep up that momentum. Like he dropped so hard after that scene.
That's right.
Like that scene grabs you and it fucking gaslights you. Think the rest of the movie is going to be that fucking amazing, but it's not. It's like, not.
They had me locked in.
I did enjoy the beginning scene, but I don't know about y'all, but I actually was getting to a point where it was like, I felt like it was a little overtly dramatic. I did enjoy it, don't get me wrong. It was just more of like, they were just putting too much now. It was doing too much.
That's it my was at a point. I get what you mean. It was, I guess because it was like, also setting up the, like, they like set up every story thread, like literally in that scene, like Ed's heart issue, a fucking Lorraine seeing that occultist lady, and then Arnie, you know, telling the demon to take him instead.
No, that's perfectly fine. I get that. Like, I understand. Like, we needed that that introduction so we understand what's going on. It was just like it got to a point where it was like, I don't know. It was more excessive. Like, there could have been like less timing in some scenes, or like some scenes didn't need it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, I did enjoy the opening scene. I'm not saying I hated it. It was just like, I just felt like there was a point where it was like just becoming too much.
For you, it dragged on too long. But they would have cut it. For you, it probably just dragged on too long. Like it was. Like,
yeah,
long,
it did. It really did.
A long cold open. Like the whole transformation of him, like his body twisting, was kind of long. I can get how that just like, can we just get over this part already? But like, other than
I did like the contorting. I was like, oh, it was like, oh god. I was like, oh my god.
And then the priest's face was my face. Like, what the, this is really happening? But
I'm like, you don't see this ever in your life, Father?
Besides that, there weren't that many scenes that stood out for me, good or bad. What about you, Eliana? Any scenes that stood out for you, good, bad, or indifferent?
That is, you know what? There is like one, there's like, I think two scenes that I actually like, I enjoyed. Not because it was like, it was nothing like too scary, it's nothing like that. It's just like, it gave me, no, actually, let me retract that actually. I didn't, it did scare me a little bit actually, because the reasoning behind it. One was, I don't know if you guys remember where, it was when Arnie was already kind of progressing, like he already had the demon in, and there was that guy playing that music, and like he kind of saw the demon in him, and he was trying to run away from him, and then as he fell to the ground, you
Oh
see like
yeah.
the red door. What I did like is like it was just like I knew it was gonna happen, but I still got scared
Exactly.
that part. And what scared me a lot was when Arnie was cleaning in the asylum, and like all the lights were flashing on and off, and like I said, it's kind of like you already know it's gonna happen, but what creeped me the fuck out was with the little insane asylum patient just like talking and saying like "I see you" and all that. I was like, oh, it just put more into the creepy factor as well.
I agree with that.
That waterbed scene terrified the shit out of me just because I'm scared of fucking like drowning. Where that kid was like just balancing, bouncing, and he sees the face, and he's trying to walk out, and that hand just grabs him out of nowhere. I was like, oh no.
Was a good one.
Another scene that I enjoyed, but not because like it has any meat or any fact, like there's nothing meaningful about it. Just because I enjoyed the transition. I don't know if you remember when Lorraine was in the forest and she was running, and then she almost
Yes.
jumped out of the cliff. That scared me. I was like, I love the transition, but also it's just like that fear of like almost falling too.
That
I
was
was
a
like,
good one.
yeah. Another one that creeps me out was like when Ed and Lorraine went to the cadaver lab. And like she was like in the other side already, and one of the corpses was already up and moving because the occultist was already taking control. It was just the idea of just like a corpse still like a li like a dead corpse like alive. That was all that just scared the shit out of me. Like it and like ugh.
What about you, Tuan? Are there any scenes that stood out for you, good, bad, or indifferent?
Yeah, so like we already mentioned, definitely that opening scene, like that was a really good opening and honestly one of the best scenes out of this particular movie. And I will put it up there with some of the others from like the mainline Conjuring movies in general. Like that was just a really good like opening sequence. One little scene that was funny was when Ed and Lorraine were talking to Arnie's lawyer and trying to tell her, like, he was
Oh
possessed.
my.
Yeah, like he was possessed, and like, if you don't believe us, come to our house and we'll show you some stuff. And when it transitioned to the courtroom the next day,
Oh, she was fucked up.
she
Oh.
looked so disheveled. I want to be like, what did they show her? Did
I was
they?
hoping there was a deleted scene for that. I was like, I want to know what happened.
Like
Dead
I wonder
ass.
did they let her touch the Annabelle doll or something and leave her shut her in a room by herself. I want to know what they did to her because like it was just funny. That was just funny to
Oh
me.
my God.
Also the scene as Elian mentioned when they were with the detective in the woods. I liked how the way they did that transition from the night to day. When Lorraine was kind of like seeing the POV from the girl who killed her friend. It was just like the way they did that transition was really cool. And it also has some like cool sound design as well. It was like a hand that was like touching on like the tree, but like the sound design of it was like pretty cool in that scene.
Right.
As well as that morgue sequence, especially when Lorraine was like, "Ed, the connection works both ways." I was like, "Damn, she gagged him actually." Because Lorraine was gagged as hell. She's like, "Oh." So that was funny, and also like just the fucking body, like just like and like the corpse animating and immediately just felt like falling down when Ed like took Lorraine's hand off the body to sever the connection. So that was a good scene.
I had one scene. I don't know. You can take it off if needed, but What I did enjoy was like that little plot twist where like at the end we find out that the occultist, the girl, was literally the priest's daughter this whole time.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it so much because like I thought it was the priest himself that was doing it. Like he had a connection to this person, but I didn't think it was gonna be like his daughter. I felt like it was more of a wife thing. He was just trying to protect her. But I mean it works both ways, but like if it was daughter or wife, it was just like it was more irkful to my soul because like damn, like this is, you were a priest and your daughter is doing all this shit underneath your fucking house. And like you basically wanted her to be happy and you tried to protect her from all this stuff, and at the end she just chose to be indulged into the occult.
Yeah, that was a good one. And then when she like killed him, the way that scene
That caught me off guard. Like, oh my god! She
like
went
into the shadow and came behind him. Like that was cool.
It was just like it showed like what I also I don't know if you thought of this is like she showed no remorse. Like at the end, even though that was her father, no remorse for him at all.
Yeah, that was good. And I think two scenes that I didn't like though in this movie. One was when Lorraine was getting like choked up by the occultist lady, or I forget, I think it was like Isla. I think her name was like Ilsa or Isla or whatever her name was. But and Lorraine hit her with the rock. She should have finished the job if we're being honest.
Right.
Like she hit her with a rock and ran. Like if it like Lorraine, like I'm gonna be serious, girl. Like you could just kill this lady right now. that was one that I didn't like because I'm like, girl, she could have finished the top. Also, when at the end of the movie, when I think it was Debbie and that priest, they were at the jail with Arnie, and like the priest was trying to do the exorcism on him. That priest did not seem like he knew what the fuck he was doing. Like
priest was terrified as fuck.
He did not know what he was doing. And then also he gave Arnie that little thing of holy water in the jail cell. And I'm like, okay, so if they told you that he's gonna try to kill himself, why would you give him a glass container of holy water?
That's what I was gonna be like. I was like,
I'm like a glass, a glass container of holy water to a person that you were just told was going to kill themselves, or the demon was going to try to make them kill themselves. Like you think that's the okay? So that was a choice. But aside of that, yeah, I don't think I have anything else.
Actually, I do have another scene that I quite frankly enjoy just because it was one of the most gruesome like deaths that we've seen was when the occultist died and the devil came, just grabbed her right by the fucking head and just took her out, and I like all her body was just like just basically contorted and severed, like all her bones were just crushed. I was just like it was very gruesome. Like I enjoyed it because like damn, ow.
Well, Elyon, since you already kind of brought it up, were there any jump scares or kills that stood out to you?
Oh, I mean, I guess I could repeat. I heard the occultist's death was just the most I enjoyed. It was just like I said before, it was one of the most gruesome scenes I think the Conjuring series has actually ever done, to be honest, in my opinion. Like, I feel like that was one of the worst deaths that you could go. Like, the way that the devil just came out of nowhere just to retrieve her soul because she failed on her mission to give the devil a soul. I also, it creeped me out just like all the contortion in this film. Like the way that they made, like the way they had, I don't even know if it was actors or like the UCGI, but the way that they made their bodies move in a way that it just like, you can like feel it in yourself. She's like, it gave you the ick. It was just like, oh god. I think those are the only ones I have in my head right now.
Go on.
Yeah, I think my favorite jump scare probably would have been that one where
was it from the Red Room?
No, yeah, that one. The one where
the red door.
Yeah, the one where Arnie killed the guy, because it was like just the whole sequence was really good, and I liked how it like came about, and it that one kind of felt very like James Wan-esque, I guess you could say. Like that felt like something that he would do, so I
It
liked
gave
how that
me,
came
oh,
out.
I don't know if you remember in Annabelle, it gave me that like where she was in that dark room. That's like the kind of vibe I was getting.
Now let's move on to the characters. Let's talk about, well, we can talk about these three together: Drew, Debbie, and Arnie. Starting with Arnie, was he supposed to be like, I felt like at some point we were supposed to spend more time with him and more time with all of that. But Ed and Lorraine definitely took more prominence, which I understand, but it's like I felt like I didn't know Arnie, and I had no sympathy for him, like at all. And I feel like that's the fall of the movie. But what about you two? What do you guys think about these three characters? I have no opinions on Debbie. She stuck by her man, so I respect that. And
Period.
Drew, we only see Drew in the Conjuring movie, so it was nice to see him again. But what about you guys?
For me, it was just more like I agree with you. I didn't feel no sympathy for anything just because there was no connection, or like we didn't have enough build up to actually care about this family. And my son, and like I've said, I gotta give props to, I'm guessing Drew is the little kid, the child actor. I'm just saying, Zach, you
No,
did good.
Drew was the assistant.
Oh, oops. My bad. Oh, take two. Drew and Debbie were just there. Like you agree. I agree. She was just a supporting character at the end. She did what she had to do, was basically be right by her man, like you said. And Arnie, that is the one that was possessed, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Arnie, like, I didn't feel like we had enough. It's not that we didn't have enough time. It was just like, I felt like there was like two or three stories being told, and it was just like transitioning. It was just going from one to another to another. And it's just like, I was trying to catch up and with it. And it was just like more of like, I didn't feel no sympathy for this character, or like, I didn't have enough time to bond with this character in order for me to like feel bad. Yeah, that's all I could say about Arnie. Like, I felt like that's it. Yeah.
I feel kind of the same. Debbie didn't have much an input on the plot. She was more so kind of there as the connection for.
For the truthness of the story, if I'm being
Yeah,
honest.
and also like just to be there in a sense for Arnie, because she was really like the communicator between the two when stuff was like happening with him, because they like I don't think they would have allowed Ed and Lorraine, because they weren't like their lawyer, his lawyer, nor were they family, so I don't think they could have visited him. So she was more so like communicator between what was happening there and there. So, but even if you like took her scenes out and then just like someone else was like saying like, oh, Debbie said X, Y, and Z, really nothing else would have came up of it, because she just wasn't that influential to the plot of this story. And the real life thing, yes, because that's his like wife to, I think, still. So
We love that.
so that's that. And then even Arnie, which is funny, because like this is like his story, but it didn't really. He didn't have much of an impact on his story. He
He
existed
really didn't. He was just there.
to give us some jump scares. I'm
You
not
know what?
even.
I agree with both of you going back to Arnie, but it's like we got to spend time with the families in the first two movies before the possession and everything really ramped up. Like it was like some slow build up. Like you saw some stuff happening, but it was still giving it time to breathe, still giving you time to get to know these characters. But like this started with the possession or whatever already in progress. It just switched from the kid, from the little brother to the big brother. So we were just already, we didn't get enough time to actually, like, get to be with him.
No, that's true. And I mean, well, and I didn't speak about him, but Drew, I mean, he's a good assistant. Drew does what he's supposed to do. But they tell him to get on something, he gives it, he brings back results. And that's all you can ask of an assistant.
Okay.
And he's good to look at.
He Bye. That is one fine Australian actor. Like, he's good to look at.
Fucking I agree.
But let's move on to Ed and Lorraine. What do we think about them this go around? I didn't care this time around, if I'm being honest. Like, I love Patrick and Vera, but I gave no fucks about Ed and Lorraine. And then them keep passing out and life's in danger. Like, it was pissing me off. Like, everybody knows Ed died in, like, 2006. Like, why is he hunched over with having heart issues? He only like 40. Like, be fucking for real.
For the plot.
I'm dead. For me, I do agree with you. Like, I know it's funny. Like, I even spoke, like, there's like the scenes that I enjoyed at Lorraine, but I also felt like I also felt as if I'm like, they're just there, to be honest. I felt like, I don't know. I just felt like I kind of forgot about them, even though they're in the movie itself. I felt like I just didn't even see them, even though they're literally in. I don't know how to explain myself, but that's what I'm feeling.
Ed and Lorraine, they definitely, even though, like, this is kind of the Ed and Lorraine show, The Conjuring, they made this movie the Ed and Lorraine show for real, because, like, they were our main things, like, throughout this whole movie, and kind of, like, going to what Mark said, like, with the other ones, yeah, they gave us time with the families before we got to the possession, but since we were just, like, smack dab in it with this one, you know, that we didn't really build that connection with them going into it. And it kind of, you know, made Ed and Lorraine like our main characters, which they usually have been. But we also have the family as well to kind of like connect with. We're like, okay, we know, obviously don't want nothing to happen to them. And you didn't really get that with this one. It was more so like Ed and Lorraine have a ghost adventure, and they're detectives and they're solving a police case, basically. And, you know, I didn't have much an issue with it, because, like I said in the beginning, I like Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, and the only reason why these characters work is because it's them. If it was like some other actors, I probably would not feel the same. So I think that's like the main reason, and I could kind of stick with whatever they're giving me with The Conjuring, just because I like these two so much. But you know, they didn't the outer plot of what else was going on wasn't as interesting, which is what we were mainly here for. And it's also another reason why I feel like we probably should have picked a different case from them, because, like, unlike the possession cases that we've had with the Warrens, like, there's a bunch of leeway that you can give with that, which they've done, like, with, like, Valak and stuff like that, and Bathsheba in the first one. But with this one, it has a static outcome of Arnie going to jail and getting out in 5 years. So, like, the leeway that you're giving in between that isn't much. You know, they still ran with it and did what they did with the plot in this one, but they could have just gave them a different case, and I feel like it would have probably came off a bit better instead of, like, going with this particular case of theirs. And, you know, it doesn't really have much to go off of on the family side, because they didn't want to do another haunted house thing, but they could have picked something else, in my opinion. And I think that's where it kind of falls a bit flat. But Ed and Lorraine, or Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson playing Ed and Lorraine, did good. Well, you know, what they were given here. So that I don't have an issue with. But yeah, I just think I don't feel like they did bad by their characters, but they could have did something different with their characters.
Well, let's talk about the occult and the occultist. That was a new twist.
I
Oh. That was a new twist. I kind no, you can go ahead. Like I kind of I liked it. I wish
I
it
actually would have been, did. Like, more. I like the direction they went for it, just because I'm like. Like, unlike, you know, like, in the previous Conjuring, like, we are seeing, like, with a demon and all this, you know, it's a demon, like, obviously, like, she's basically a witch, basically, but I'm talking about, like, you know, it's not her doing it, she's more of, like, a puppet master. She's just literally there controlling other, like, other spirits, like, remember the demons that we saw? It was just more like, she was just controlling them, like, she was just, she wasn't there. Let me repeat myself, I'm so sorry. She was basically a puppet master, and that's what I enjoyed, because, like, it's not the same as, like, you know, being possessed, like the demons possessing them. It's literally someone controlling another thing to take over and make them do with her own deeds. That's all.
She's the real life Valak.
Oh, bye.
She basically
I can't say that.
She's the real life Valak. She basically did what Valak did in number two, but she was better. Just real.
She was, well, she was that better. Bitch.
Well, not better.
She was that bitch. What happened?
I don't know if I'll say better. You know, Valak. You know, Valak is Valak, though. But I'm saying
she's like you. Valak's Valak. I'm saying, like, if she has enough like power as like an occult or like a witch to have a demon do her work for her, imagine what strength she has. But she's only doing it for like the ritual that she has. But I'm saying, like. Like, she had to have some kind of like supreme power to be able to do that.
Yeah, it was a good twist though, because like, you know, we're just so set in these movies to accept that it's, you know, especially coming off the second one, that like, oh, a demon could be pulling the strings for another demon, but it's like, oh, this time it's like a real person, a cultist who is like pulling. Like making the demons like do their work. So, you know, that was like a different like twist the way they went about that. And I like, you know, how that came about. And I think, yeah, right. Like the actress that played the occultist, like she was like very good in the role. Like she was very like cold.
Oh, she did an amazing job in her role.
And like her, and like the way she, you know, gave her lines and everything. And I think it came across really well. For like the role, like she was just having like no emotion, like she was just doing what she needed to do.
I don't know about you, I find this funny, but it was the walk that got me. I was like, oh, she knows she was that bitch. That's all I can say. Like she, it was the walk. All I needed to see was her walk, that little slow walk.
But yeah, I didn't. I thought the cultist was like a good ad for the movie, and like just something, you know.
It brought something fresh. It was really good, honestly.
Like I said earlier, like it was different. It was new. I just wish it could have been fleshed out a little bit more. Because again, I feel like Ed and Lorraine ate this movie. And if you would have showed us a little bit more of Arnie and the family, if you would have showed us the occult, like just bring it all together with just like, I get that these are the Ed and Lorraine movies, but this was too much of them. And now enough of everything else. But that is just for me. But to want. Give us the behind-the-scenes info and facts, will you?
So, the budget for The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. You know what? I didn't mention this. I'm going to just say this right now before I forget. I do not like the title of this movie. I don't know why the whole tagline being The Devil Made Me Do It coming after The Conjuring. It sounds weird. It sounds weird.
It should have been The Conjuring 3.
It should have just been The Conjuring 3. Because I feel like that 3 breaks up the like, having those two does right, like, close to each other sounds weird to me. Or just The Conjuring 3. But I don't know why movies try to do that all the time. Like, usually when they get to the third one, they try to give it, like, a little tag at the end. Like, it's the
I think they did that with this one because... It is called The Devil Made Me Do It, Kate. So I think that you're trying to like be like, yeah, this movie is connected to this. That's why I think they did it.
It wasn't even the devil that was doing anything.
Yeah, it just sounds weird reading it and like saying it. I don't know why it sounds.
I mean,
weird.
I know I fucked up during the intro. I'm just like The Conjuring, Devil Name. Like it just doesn't roll off.
Yeah,
as easy.
It would have been better, like, the title would have been better if it was, like, in a, like, what we were talking about in the beginning, like, in a form, like, a documentary, But it was, they should have just stayed with The Conjuring 3.
But, no, the budget for this movie was $39 million, and it brought in a box office of $206.4 million, which was the third biggest box office opening at the time, post-COVID-19 lockdowns. Some interesting facts. The day after Ernie Johnson was arrested, Lorraine Warren called the Brookfield police and blamed the killing on a demon. Johnson didn't actually say the devil made him do it. He only claimed that he didn't remember stabbing Bono. However, according to the testimony of an officer on the scene, Johnson did tell police, "I think I heard someone. The demon story began with a little boy in a waterbed." The murder of Alan Bono was the first recorded murder in the history of Brookfield, Connecticut. The murder scene is dramatized. Read that over. The murder scene is dramatized due to the Johnson claiming to have no memory of the incident. And Arnie Cheyenne Johnson's demon defense drew worldwide attention. There was no question that Johnson killed Bono. However, his defense attorney, 33-year-old Martin Minella, planned to argue that the 19-year-old was not guilty by virtue of demon possession. Ahead of the trial, Minella pled his case through the media. The Warrens claimed that David didn't have. The Warrens claimed that David didn't have one demon in him, but 43. The Warrens were reportedly eager to capitalize on Arnie's story, but Lorraine Warren was sued over the alleged falsehoods in her book, The Devil in Connecticut. Lastly, Johnson was convicted on November 24th, 1981, and sentenced to 10. Why can I not read today? Johnson was convicted on November 24th, 1981, and sentenced to 10 to 20 years, but only served 5 of that sentence. Some critics' reactions. The film sits at a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Rap wrote, "The Devil Made Me Do It opens with a disturbing sequence set in 1981 that stands as the scariest part of the supernatural saga to date. The Hollywood Reporter said, This one offers plenty of lurid fun and some genuine scares, but the grounding and dark spirituality that has made the previous entries focused on the Warrens so compelling gets diluted. The New York Times gave the film a positive review, stating that The Devil Made Me Do It is an excellently spooky work of fiction. It would be even better if it privileged ghoulishness over gospel. And lastly, we have a fan review saying, after waiting years for this film, I'm glad they kept the same magic and power of the main Conjuring films, even with swapping directors. And it's probably my favorite film of the franchise so far.
Well, enough of that crazy person. What about us? Did we cash or pass The Conjuring? The Devil Made Me Do It. Elyon?
Honestly, pass, because I felt like I could just watch this at home, to be honest, then go to the theater.
Yeah, I also think I'll be passing on this one. I didn't really care for this entry, even after seeing it in theaters. And I had no intentions of probably going back to watch it. If I really... When it comes to like the mainline Conjuring movies, I really would only go back to rewatch 1 and 2. And would probably only watch this one if I was just showing someone all the movies. But I definitely feel this is the weakest entry in like the mainline movies. And I don't have my hopes up for what's supposed to be the finale coming soon, which is The Conjuring 4, because it's done by the same director and team. But I will say that...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I will say I like the director... the direction in this movie more than La Llorona, but
oh yes,
I think the screenplay definitely needs to be like locked in a lot.
For me, it's also a pass. I remember watching this movie the first time and liking it, but then coming back to this one, it's just, I don't know, after watching all of them and then rewatching this one, it's like this feels off. You know, it doesn't feel like the first, like, forget it not feeling like the other movies. This doesn't feel like a Conjuring movie. My issue with the Annabelle Comes Home is that felt more like a Conjuring movie and not an Annabelle movie. And this doesn't feel like a Conjuring movie. So I'm just like, I don't know why they picked this director to helm the rest of these movies, but I don't like it. Because if I'm not mistaken, he also directs The Nun 2, correct?
I believe so.
See, and I'm... That doesn't make me happy for next week. Because next week, we're going to be reviewing The Nun 2, which will be the last movie in our franchise review because The Conjuring 3 not out yet. So, join us next week. Good night.
If you like this episode, please check out the Haddonfield Horror Podcast from big series like Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Saw, or our one-off reviews like The Blackening and Hereditary. You can follow Haddonfield Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini-reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms and YouTube. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please like and subscribe. The Haddonfield Horror Podcast is produced by Mark Smart,
Maria Perez,
Juan Griffin, and Elian Cordova, themed by Lethal Injection and edited by Mark Smart.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters 2 Media production.
Should we do an intro?